From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Guy Raz.
I'm Robert Siegel, and today we begin a series of stories about hitmakers, people who create songs that top the charts. Their music spills out of car windows, leaks out of earbuds, and gets compressed into ringtones. It's music that shapes the way young fans see themselves and how they relate to each other.
For this series, we're going to studios and clubs in the music capitals of the country, New York, Nashville, Atlanta, and today, Los Angeles. The hitmaker we'll meet now is very aware of her own cultural influence. And as NPR's Netta Ulaby reports, she's a music industry rarity, a top female producer.
Bass.
She is the only female producer at Jay-Z's label, Roc Nation. She's behind this number one hit by Beyoncé.
Ready?
Let's go get him.
Makeba Riddick has written and produced hits for Mariah Carey, Toni Braxton, and the rapper T.I.
It takes a lot to get somebody to believe that me, this girl from Baltimore City, graduated from Berklee College of Music, she can actually write a hit record that the whole world is gonna fall in love with.
Riddick got this, her first number one hit on the radio when she was 21 years old, taking two trains and a bus every day to work as an intern for Sony Music. Now, she says vocal production is the most important part of what she does in songs like this.
Just gonna stand there and watch me burn. Well, that's all right because I like the way it hurts.
One of last summer's biggest hits. Riddick is known in the business as Rihanna's producer. Their other monster hit this year was nearly a non-starter, until someone from the label called Makeba Riddick.
He was like, you know, we think this could be a hit, but it's not finished. The hook needs to be reworked. We need a second verse. We need a bridge. We need some arrangements. Gave it to me and said, give us some magic.
Right now, Makeba Riddick, in a velvet curtain studio, is leaning against the soundboard in a pair of shapely blue high heels. She commands attention without trying, like a favorite teacher.
I'm back in the studio with Dark Child, and we're about to come up with another hit.
Dark Child is Rodney Jerkins, a legend. He's produced massive hits for Michael Jackson, Britney Spears, Destiny's Child.
Dark Child, nah, nah.
Say my name, say my name.
And he produced Lady Gaga's Telephone. Jerkins has been producing so long, he's got gold-plated cassettes on his studio walls. But he says making hits depends on understanding how kids see themselves, right down to how they talk.
How can I make the kids say this that they've never said before? That's very, very important. My job is, how can I create something new that no one's ever heard before?
We, as culture makers, have a responsibility.
They both know that their songs shape the way kids talk, dress, interact. For their message to go global, they have to shape the messengers.
We are a star to the stars. We help them to craft that persona and that sound that the world is gonna fall in love with.
That means channeling the specific psyches of pop music's biggest consumers, teenaged girls.
I think I've heard myself say on more than one occasion, is a 13-year-old girl in Iowa's mother going to be comfortable with her daughter saying this or listening to this?
That is the marketplace.
LaShawn Daniels is working with Riddick today. He's another star R&B producer. Like Riddick, he follows cartoons and kids' TV to stay current. I am invited to sit in as Daniels and Riddick write a song, but they're just hanging out in the studio, eating grapes and tweeting. Rodney Jerkins wanders in to ask if they've heard of a new boy band called Mindless Behavior.
What do they call it? Minus?
Mindless Behavior?
Uh-uh.
Four little boys between the ages of 12 and 13.
So like some little Justin Biebers.
They check them out on YouTube.
How old are they? Three?
Rodney Jerkins says he needs a song for the band. He lays down a track and walks out. Makeba Riddick goes back to tweeting. LaShawn Daniels looks at celebrity gossip sites and laughs at pictures of famous singers in their bathing suits. They're humming, talking about other boy bands, ordering out for sushi. Just when I wonder when they'll start working, it hits me. They already are.
Why that feels like such a hook to me.
Next comes figuring out this song's concept and title.
Maybe it could be like friend requests.
They throw around Facebook ideas.
You know, I'm sending
then
you a
Makeba
friend.
Riddick loses patience.
Forget about Facebook. I'm at the bar. You are at the other side of the bar. Mm-hmm. I'm going to send you a bottle of champagne as a friend request.
Right, but how are we translating it to these kids?
Riddick and Daniels are so conscious they are selling music to 13-year-olds who want to imagine themselves as older. So they want to cater to that, but need to be careful about what's appropriate for preteen singers. Daniels suggests the title First Kiss.
Does that make it too young?
Stealing kisses.
Stealing kisses.
Is that too risque? Is it too racy?
I don't think it's too racy or too risque. Is it corny? That's
stealing
the question.
Stealing kisses, we got to make it fly.
LaShawn Daniels and Makeba Riddick finished the song in less than 3 hours.
What's your name? Have you met somewhere before, or are you the same girl I've been seeing in my dreams? It's a shame.
The boy band's label, Interscope, thought the song was fly enough to buy it. 13-year-old girls and their mothers in Iowa and everywhere else may be hearing the final version on the radio in a few months. Netta Ulibi, NPR News.
The success of that song we just heard Makeba Riddick write will depend on whether all those teenage girls love what they hear. Girls like Monty Huntington, Aisha Jones, and Carla Otley at Luke Moore Academy in Washington, D.C.
You know it's a good song, you're going to listen to it again and again and again. Me, I put it on repeat and won't stop it until I get tired of it.
Or if I, like, put it on my Facebook status.
And when I want to get as a ringtone.
Mary J. Blige, Not Gonna Cry. That's my song. That song just takes me there. Like, I blast it right there in the living room. And I sit there and I sing every last word over and over and over and over and over and over. And over.
I'm not gonna cry. I'm not gonna shed no tears.
It's like, okay, you like a boy. When he come around you, you feel like this love connection between the both of y'all. And when you see him talking to other females, you be like, why is he talking to her? You supposed to be talking to me. I'm in love with you. But she don't know, I tell him.
Oh, Nana, what's my name? Oh, Nana, what's my name?
Rihanna new song, What's My Name, featuring Drake. I'm like, when she be like, what's my name? And then she be like, oh, no, no, that part. Yeah, because everybody want people to know their name.
That's my song.
That's my song.
That's my song. That's my favorite song. That's my favorite song in the world.
Monty Huntington, Aisha Jones, and Carla Otley at Luke Moore Academy in Washington, D.C. Next week in our series, we'll visit a hit factory that claims to be the loudest studio in New York.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.